This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Ukraine says the United States experts are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. experts have joined a probe into why an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed earlier this week during a Russian bombardment. The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a U.S.-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine urged Mongolia on Friday to arrest Russian President Vladimir Putin on an international criminal court warrant when he visits on September 3rd, but the Kremlin said it was not worried about the trip. The ICC issued an arrest warrant in March of last year against Putin, accusing him of the war crime of illegally deporting hundreds of children from Ukraine. Germany has deported Afghan nationals to their homeland for the first time since August 2021 when the Taliban returned to power. VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A government spokesman described the 28 Afghan nationals deported Friday as convicted criminals, but did not immediately respond to a request for comment to clarify their offenses. While the deportations have been in the works for months, they occurred a week after a deadly knife attack in the town in which the suspect is a Syrian citizen who had applied for asylum in Germany. The suspect was supposed to be deported to Bulgaria last year, but he reportedly disappeared for a time and avoided deportation. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Telegram's lack of engagement with governments contributed to the arrest of the platform's CEO, Pavel Durov, according to analysis Katie Herbath.
Telegram has famously not only just not done a lot of this moderation, but they don't even engage with governments and law enforcement on it. And so they kind of, in my mind, they really pushed this to the edge of government feeling like they had no other way in which to try to hold them to account for what was happening.
A French judge put Russian-born Durov under formal investigation on Wednesday for suspected complicity in running an online platform that allows illicit transactions, child sex abuse images, drug trafficking, and fraud. Telegram boss Pavel Durov's lawyer said on Thursday it was absurd to suggest he should be held responsible for any crimes committed on the app. A potential oil spill of 2.2 nautical miles in length has been detected in the area, matching the location of the Greek-registered oil tanker stranded in the Red Sea after an attack by Houthi militants, Greece said in a letter circulated through the United Nations Shipping Agency on Friday. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
The barrels of crude oil on board remain intact. That's according to Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh on Thursday.
The tanker is carrying 1 million barrels of crude oil. Those barrels remain intact right now. The vessel itself is leaking some oil from where it was hit. There is still a fire going on, or multiple fires still burning on the ship itself.
The Houthis also released a video Thursday said to show storming and burning of the Greek flag tanker Sunion in the Red Sea. The vessel has been on fire since August 23rd.
That was Gabe Singer from Reuters. An upstate New York nonprofit is reclaiming a centuries-old cemetery for people who were enslaved. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Students from the State University of New York at New Paltz are digging and sifting through dirt in a residential neighborhood in Kingston, New York. They are excavating the remains of enslaved black people. Tyrone Wilson of the nonprofit group Harambe Kingston says his group purchased the property, which covers about half the cemetery.
Enslaved Africans did not have the ability to choose where they wanted to be buried.
The remains of up to 27 people so far have been found at the site, now known as the Pine Street African Burial Ground. Harambe is trying to raise $1 million to turn this site into a proper resting place. I'm Donna Water.
Advocates hope DNA and other tests will provide information on those buried there and possibly identify descendants. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.